the world famous Bill Hendry Show.
It's awful. They bite you and it feels like an awful mosquito bite.
I'm not available for use anymore. You can see the well's dried up.
Tell you what's happening. All the older men are going for younger women, leaving the women.
Obviously, it's a little bump in the road, I believe, and that,
No, I'm an American. I'm an American and a pro-American all the way.
Yeah. World famous Phil Hendry Show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. A news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about every night here. Truth is our bitch, and we go anywhere to find it, even through the looking glass. James Longdon joins us, a father, a husband, and a Tea Party member from Greensboro, North Carolina, or a man who's sympathetic to the Tea Party, to talk about what the Big Brother government of Obama has done to his family. Elizabeth Hasselbeck has an odd theory on older lesbians. Not so much odd as it's old, I think. Plus, unhealthy state fair food. We were telling you about the really bad places, bad stadiums to eat at, bad ballparks, you know, where the bad food service is got people with, you know, getting the dysentery and all that stuff. We'll tell you about the bad state fair food. I don't know whether it's bad for you in that sense or just puts all the weight on you. We'll find out. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. And you can find us online at philhendryshow.com, where right now you can watch a live streaming video of the show, listen to live streaming audio of the show, and also access hours and hours and hours, thousands of hours, years and years of archives from our radio show. Starting on Monday, we've got our iTunes podcast. We have just so much stuff that's going on, but for sure I want you to pay attention. Monday we'll have our podcast, and that means we have not only the current show that we're doing, but we'll have a podcast of some of our classic archive material over at philhendryshow.com. Get a BSP and join us over there. All right, joining me right now is a gentleman named James Longdon. We're going to get him on the line in just a second here, but I want to get people caught up to speed a little bit here on this story. One of the items that we're going to talk about has to do with a 12-year-old girl who called 911 to report her mother's, quote, drunk driving. Now, a terrified 12-year-old girl dialed 911 to report that her mother was drunk as they drove along a New York interstate. Jamie Hicks, age 49, had a blood alcohol level of 0.18. And in most states, 0.08 is the legal limit. So that's over twice the legal limit. When she was picked up by police, according to the New York Daily News, she was driving her daughter and 10-year-old son from their grandparents' home in Connecticut back to their home on Long Island. This story has a lot to do with your complaints, actually, doesn't it, sir, Mr. Longdon, about the Obama administration?
Well, I can't comment on that particular story, Phil, but I will comment on the idea of family. And the idea that family is the last bastion of security between any human being and the abuses of government, the abuses of power. I've been an American citizen all 49 of my years. I've lived here in Greensboro, North Carolina. I've lived in Charlotte, North Carolina. I've lived in Philadelphia. I've also spent time in Atlanta, Georgia. I've lived, you could say, in all both north and south, southern parts of the United States. And I've been a good citizen. But I draw the line at this Obama administration and their efforts at federalizing everything. That story you're talking about there of a woman who is turned in by her daughter is a small example of the federalizing of the American family. You never saw this happen 10, 15, 20 years ago. You never saw children informing on their parents. But the Obama administration has brought to this country an element of Big Brother that I think needs to be pointed out to the American people before it's too late. I spend a lot of time, I read a lot, and I do, I like to make comparison between the way things are today and the way things were, and I do a lot of reading, and I do a lot of, you read the book 1984 by George Orwell, or Brave New World by Aldous Huxley, you see what is happening in this society and how it's very similar of what those two authors were writing about.
Would you call yourself a Tea Party member?
I'm sympathetic to the Tea Party. I think their essential message is in line with what I believe in. I believe in less government. I believe in a stronger national security policy. I believe in more states' rights. I believe in lower taxes. So I don't see too much of what the Tea Party stands for that I'd be against.
All right, now, this story of the girl reporting her mother because her mother was drunk driving, you take exception to this because this is a part of what you say, sort of the federalizing of the family.
Exactly, and to that extent, my own family, where my daughter called the police on me, I was arrested. The state compelled my own daughter to act as a witness against me. The state compelled my own daughter to deliver evidence against me. And when we talk about the family being the last bastion of security against Big Brother in this country, and we talk about the family being the last refuge of a man in this country for Big Brother, when you compel your own child, or when the government compels your own child, to give evidence against you in a court of law, that to me is the end of the family.
What did your daughter do?
What my daughter did is gave evidence against me.
No, I know she gave evidence against you. And what was the crime? Or what was the alleged crime?
My daughter witnessed me physically abusing my wife. And I don't for 1 minute excuse it. Not for 1 minute.
Your daughter witnessed you physically abusing your wife. How?
I was slapping my wife with my open hand.
Slapping her across the face?
Across the face, yeah, back of the head. And I'm not excusing that for 1 minute. I'm not excusing that for 1 minute. I want to make that very clear to you, Mr. Henry, and to whoever might be listening to me right now, because I love my wife very much. I do not excuse my behavior toward my wife. But when my daughter called the police, that was my daughter reacting to what is an increasing propagandizing and encroachment against the American family.
Well, don't you think it's a perfectly natural thing for anybody to call the police?
I think it's a perfectly natural thing for anyone to call the police, unless it's your own flesh and blood. I think it might be perfectly natural for your own flesh and blood to call the police. What I don't think is natural, and what I take great exception to, is that the government would use that evidence, would use that testimony or that so-called witness account, even though that individual is a member of your own family. They are compelling the tightest bond there is in society, and that is between family members. They are inserting themselves into that very, very tight bond, and they are compelling one member against the other. Now, I explained that to the police officer that arrested me that morning. I explained it to the police officer that I was in the car with when I was being taken to the station for booking, that what they were doing was a very profoundly anti-American act.
All right, well, I'm going to interrupt you here for a minute, James. Your wife, you were smacking with your hand. All right, I know you. I'm not going to prejudice this by saying what a bad guy you are. I think what you did is bad, but that's beyond. I guess it's beside the point, huh?
That is beside the point. It's a given that that what I did to my wife is wrong. I don't for a minute pretend to excuse it. And I should have gone to jail. But not on the eyewitness testimony of my own family. Not by compelling my own daughter to give it an eyewitness account or evidence against me.
Well, then how would you have been arrested?
I would have been arrested by the officer observing that my wife had been hit. I had slapped my wife three or four times across the face, the back of the head, and she was bruised. There's no question. I feel very badly for that. I feel very wrong for that. But that was true. She was bruised. And they would have arrested me if I had called that in myself. Now,
I was going to say, who's going to call this in? If your wife calls it in...
My wife would call it in, my daughter would call it in, but I'm saying that the police should not compel my wife to give evidence against me, and indeed the state cannot do that, but they should not compel any man's family to give evidence against him.
So in other words, who then would have called this in?
I would have called it in myself.
Did you?
No, I did not, which is not to say that I would not call it in. But this happened last Friday, if I had... been involved in this assault on my wife, and I was, and I don't deny it, And I had slapped my wife as I did, and I don't deny that. But I don't recognize the right of the federal government or the state government to take a statement from my own family, then it would have to have been me who called it in.
And but you did not call it in.
But if you hold on for a minute, it happened on a Friday. We had a whole weekend that I wanted to be allowed to sit and get comfortable with the idea, to sit and get used to the idea that I'm going to call myself in, and that was what I was going to do. But I want to be able to sit down and take a deep breath and take a look at my options. What am I going to do? I'm going to call myself in, call my own crime in, and say that I did this, and you should send the police out.
Are you confident you would have done that?
I'm very confident I would have done that, yes.
But you weren't going to do it on that Friday.
I was not going to do it on that Friday. And as crazy as this sounds, one of the reasons I didn't do it on that Friday, I promised to take my wife to dinner. Now, I know I had just slapped her, and I know I had just abused her physically. And
do you think it's very likely your wife would have wanted to go to dinner with you?
I think that if I'd made it up to her, if I'd apologized, I'd made it up to her.
She'd want to go to dinner with you?
That is correct, yes.
Did she go to dinner with you that Friday night?
She did not, but I was still not prepared to apologize, but I was also not prepared to call myself in. But the fact is, I got arrested anyway.
That's right. The police did come to your home because your daughter called it in.
That's correct, yes, sir. But you asked me, Mama, do I believe in what the Tea Party believes in? I am sympathetic to the Tea Party. I don't consider myself a member of any political party.
All right, well, hold on for a minute, James, because we're going to take a break. We're talking to James Longden, who has an interesting point of view. He believes that the government should not compel any member of our own family. They shouldn't take a police report from them. They shouldn't allow our own family members to call in a crime against us, because the family shouldn't have to testify. So that when his daughter called the police when she saw him slapping her mother, that got him upset. He thinks the only person that should have called that in was himself. He considers that to be another example of Big Brother, the Obama administration's Big Brother. Although I got to tell you, I don't see what Obama's got to do with it. I mean, if the guy's standing there smacking his wife, if that's what Big Brother is calling the cops on that, then that goes back to just about every president we've ever had. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Do you think the police or the government should take evidence from a member of your family against you? Or is that the Obama Big Brother? 877-876-PHIL. And we'll be back here with James Longden and more on the story of him beating his wife and his daughter, turning him in, on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
877-876-PHIL. James Longden with us. And Mr. Longden is in Greensboro, North Carolina. You were arrested basically for domestic violence after your daughter called in this report. And you feel that this is unfair. You feel that this is a part of an Obama 1984 style government intrusion.
Well, I'll tell you that Obama, there's no question he's tearing families apart.
I know what your point of view is, but I wanted to ask you, what is different about this than any other president?
Mr. Hendry, to answer that, well, I can answer that question very directly. This is not the first time. It is an unfortunate aspect to my personality, which I have been working with a professional on, but I had been arrested when President Bush was in office. I had punched my wife and I'd pushed her down some steps out on a stoop. But I turned myself in. President Bush did not need to encourage my own daughter to turn me in. President Bush did not need to encourage any member of my family to turn me in. I turned myself in. But with the Obama administration and this civil security force that he has talked about, and my daughter hearing these reports, my daughter goes to the phone and calls the police on her own father, because the Obama administration encourages this kind of government intrusion upon the family. And we will not have the government intrude upon the family. We've got to have government, but we don't have to have government in our lives this way. And this, to me, is the most egregious aspect of this.
You're telling me you got arrested for this when Bush was president. Did you turn yourself in?
I turned myself in. I did not need to have my daughter call the police and say, President Obama just told me to call you.
Isn't that a little unfair, sir? You know that people are calling domestic violence calls into the police all the time without thinking who the president is.
Well, I think they need to start, Mr. Henry. I think that is my point. I think the point is that this has been politicized, that our families have been politicized. The security of our families has been politicized to the point where I did slap my wife several times across the face, and I'm sorry that I did that. But that my own daughter is now an adjunct of the United States police effort, I found that to be quite shocking.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Let me go to a phone call here. Peggy on the line in Charlotte. Let's get Peggy on the line here. Peggy in Charlotte, Charlotte, Tennessee, rather. You're on the Phil Henry Show with James Longden. Go ahead, Peggy.
Hi. I just wanted to know, this is his daughter, and she's protecting her mother. What if he would have killed her? Was she still not supposed to do anything? Dad?
Why are the police having to take statement from a member of my own family?
Because you were abusing her mother.
But the family is the last unit of security against government interference that we have in this country.
And the family is supposed to protect their family. She was protecting her mother.
I agree with you, but
I'm not her mom.
That's not for you to decide. I'm going to turn myself into the police. I don't need the police using my own daughter.
What if you would have killed your wife? What if you would have killed your wife?
I didn't, though.
Would you have turned yourself in then?
Yes, I would have.
Well, I doubt it.
Well,
no man that's going to beat up on a woman is going to turn himself in, whether he kills her or not.
But I think you missed the point, ma'am, and the point is a very simple one. If we are reduced to using our own members of our own family against us, if the government is using your daughter, your son, your husband even, against you, the government has broken through and intruded into
like
the final unit of security that we have in this country.
If I did something like that,
and it's none of their business.
If I beat my child, or I was hitting on my husband, or anybody,
I would
expect somebody in my family to take up for him.
So you would expect, in other words, that a member of your family would act as a government informant. And that's exactly what it is.
If I'm doing what
Obama,
you did?
President Obama wants you, and his liberal friends want you.
I'm not for President Obama at all. But I am
yes,
not.
You are.
No, I'm not.
If you talk that way, you love President Obama.
No,
you love him
not.
If you talk the way you
do.
Well, then why are you acting as a police agent? Why are you acting as a police agent for President Obama by ratting out members of your own family?
Why do you think you can beat on your wife?
I didn't say that I can. I didn't. I said it's illegal. I said it's against the law, and I said I'm very sorry for it.
I guarantee you it wasn't the first time. Your daughter's probably seen it before.
It was not the first time. I did it when President Bush was in office, and I turned myself in.
You turned yourself in.
Yes, I did. I turned myself in. I didn't need to have... President Bush didn't need to come knocking on my door and ask my daughter to rat me out.
Well, who was going to? Who's going to protect Mama?
I just got done telling you. The lady, I guess, doesn't... Unless you got wax in your ears. I said I turned myself in.
She doesn't have wax in her ears, sir. It's a very...
And again, you're going to kill the lady. Is she still with you?
I turned myself into the police.
Then why did you hit her again? How many times are you going to hit her before you kill her?
Because I've got my reasons for that, and I'm not saying they're good reasons.
No. There is no reason for a man.
What is your reason? What are your reasons? What are your reasons for supporting Obama and his government intrusion into the family? What are your reasons for that?
Oh, I don't. But I don't think that's
intrusion. You most certainly do. You just got done saying you want the police to use my daughter.
I do not think that's intrusion in the family.
That's exactly what you did.
No.
Use my daughter against me? You don't think that's intruding into the family?
If you're beating her mama, yeah.
So now we realize that the lady here, Peggy, believes that the police should be allowed to use a daughter as an informant.
Do you want the daughter to stand there?
I want my daughter to stand there.
Wait a minute.
She can stand there, and her mother will report the crime as soon as she's done beating me.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back more with James Long in a moment of the Phil Hendry Show.
Done beating me, she'll probably drop.
Phil Hendry.
World famous Phil Hendry Show on the line with me from Greensboro, North Carolina, Mr. James Longdon. He is a political conservative who has been blogging about the Obama intrusion into family life. The Obama in a police state, as he calls it. We were talking about a 12-year-old girl that had reported her mother for drunk driving. You have had your own daughter call the police after witnessing you striking her mother. And yet you find that to be Obama's way of intruding into the family, a daughter calling the police. You understand?
No, Ms. Henry, you have that wrong. You
understand how people don't get this?
You have that wrong. I did not say that I shouldn't be arrested. I just said I did not want my own daughter calling me.
That is true, sir. But you said that you don't want to be you don't want your daughter calling the cops, that you'll turn yourself in.
Yes, sir. That is very true. I would turn myself in, as I did when President Bush occupied the White House. I had been guilty of domestic violence against my wife as recently as 2007, and I turned myself into the police. But my daughter calling the police after she sees me. She's seen me strike her mother many times. I'm sorry to say that. I'm sitting there. I'm watching television. My wife is here right now. We're watching television, and we have a very good marriage. And I don't need Barack Obama and his civil defense force or whatever this group of spies he wants to put on the street coming into my bedroom and telling me I'm going to jail because I'm taking my clothes off or putting a dressing gown on or turning on the Jay Leno.
Hardly, sir. They're taking you to jail for striking your wife.
They don't know that unless they compel my daughter to say so.
All right, 877-876-PHIL on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We're talking with, as I mentioned, Mr. James Longdon. Here is Kevin in Boston. Go ahead, Kevin. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Thanks, Phil. How you doing? Hey, James, buddy, you got some issues, pal. You know, for one thing, you know, how many times do you need to beat up your wife? Like, I mean, it's 8, 9 times, and then it's okay for your daughter to call the police? Or
I don't know. You ain't listen too good. You don't listen too good, do you?
I call up.
She don't call up. I call up.
You don't listen too good.
I said, I'm going to call up. My daughter doesn't call anybody.
Good, buddy.
You sound like a typical dummy. You sound like some dummy sitting out in front of your brownstone.
You know what?
I call. She don't call. You understand that? You're happily married with what? 20 children, you say?
You
can tell a guy that you don't even understand.
Yourself.
Are you an Obama fan? You must be an Obama fan.
Look in the mirror.
You an Obama fan?
Real man you are. If we had you up in my area, we'd give you a whipping.
Oh, that's the most overrated. Boston ain't as tough as they say. Boston ain't not near as tough as they say.
And I feel bad for your wife.
I think you love Obama.
Well, what is this about Obama?
Everybody that
you're telling me that everyone that wants to call the cops is an Obama fan.
Everybody that wants their own daughter to rat them out, yeah. And this stand-up guy from Boston, they're
because
Obama fans.
No
they're
way
big government
you're
fans.
Stop whipping your family. You're a sick individual.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Here is Jared. Jared, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, Mr. London. I'm trying to be very sympathetic to the reason behind your hitting of your wife. Having been married to my wife.
I'm not saying hitting my wife is a good thing. I'm saying that having my daughter call the police is a bad thing.
Okay, that's clear, sir. But my question is, and I'll would like to listen to your response after the question, is what actually provoked, what was your standard that that the violence had provoked you to do such a thing.
There's another guy that don't listen too good. I'm not talking about that.
Well, what are you talking? What is your specific thing then?
I'm talking about my daughter calling the police, and the police coming out and taking her statement, giving evidence against her father. You don't have people listen to your program tonight. I'm too smart, are they?
The people are trying to follow you, sir. They're trying to follow what you're saying. But this man wants to know why you're committing this violence against your wife.
That's got nothing to do with what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about, I'm very happy to go to jail for what I did. I'm very happy to turn myself into the police for what I did. I'll turn myself into the police. They don't use my daughter. They don't use my wife. They don't use my son. They don't come into my home and take statements from members of my family against me.
Well, as a person
that's in the Constitution of the United States of America, see,
as a person of the cloth, I mean, the public has to look at you with higher regard to higher standards.
All right, 877-87, I don't know where he got that. 877-876-Phil. Ron, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
I don't either.
Go ahead, Ron.
How's it going? I just want to say that he's missing the whole issue here. And the issue is that you committed a crime, and your family is policing you up by reporting that.
My family is working with the Obama mindset, which is Big Brother.
You
don't understand what I'm talking about. You know what Big Brother is? That's when the government comes into your house and tells you what to do. They don't have any right to come in and take a...
Yes, they do have the right.
Well, I don't believe they do have the right to come in and take a statement from my daughter.
So you mean to tell me that your daughter is courageous enough to say, Daddy, you're wrong.
Courageous?
What you're
courageous?
Doing.
You call that courageous?
She's
turning in a member of her own family?
Yes. Because you know what? That means that she has heart to tell the truth when you don't want to sit here and admit that you're wrong. And even though you have admitted that you're wrong, you're not willing to sit there and say,
I'm
going to
turn myself in. Why is that good enough? Why is it good enough if I turn myself in?
Why is it
well,
not
if you, I want to say something, Ron. If you say you're going to turn yourself in, then why didn't you turn yourself in last Friday when your wife was, you claimed that your wife had been already smacked around by you,
Well, because my daughter did.
All right, your daughter did. All right. And you say you turned yourself in?
I turned myself in when George Bush was president.
I don't know. Are you telling me you've turned yourself in every time you smacked your wife?
Practically every time, yeah.
So there have been times that you haven't?
There have been times that I haven't. But...
Exactly. I'm glad your daughter called the police.
I'm going to turn myself in for those times.
Yes, how would you like it if your daughter was getting beaten by her husband because she watched you do it to her mom and then she thinks it's okay? You have to break that intergenerational transfer of bad habits.
I'm going to tell her husband what it's none of my business. But hopefully, if I can get on more talk shows, the guy that my daughter's going to marry it could be you, for all I know. And I can convince you that you got to turn yourself in if you beat my daughter.
Wait a minute.
Then he would know.
No, hold on. This guy here, this Ron.
Yeah.
He marries your daughter. He beats your daughter. And the only thing you're going to do about it is tell him now, please turn yourself in.
If I'm a conservative, that's the only way I can view this. And this is the thing, Phil. I'm a real conservative. I'm not a play conservative like some of these Glenn Beck conservatives. You know, they don't even know what a conservative is. I am a conservative, which means I keep the government off my back morning, noon, and night, and I don't make any excuses, and I don't tell them they get to be on my back in these certain conditions. They don't get to be on my back at all for any reason whatsoever. And that makes me a conservative. I'm not going to let these liberals like Obama and some of these faux conservatives who are really liberal in a conservative clothing tell me, well, you know, I mean, we believe in less government, but there are times when you've got to let Big Brother into your bedroom. While I'm changing my pants, or I'm flipping on Leno, or I'm changing out of my underwear, and I've slapped my wife, and they come in while I'm putting my underwear on.
So they come in while you're putting your underwear on?
That's still an intrusion. I've slapped my wife, and I'm sorry I slapped my wife. But I walk in while I'm getting a pair of bun huggers on, and they got everyone, including these female police officers, now that you know that they let in.
To me, it doesn't make any difference. You know, I think that you're using a lot of really very strange reasoning here. Dan in Buffalo, New York, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Mr. James Longdon. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, how you doing? I'm in law enforcement, and I have to ask, how was the daughter supposed to stop this harassment or assault on the mother? Was the daughter supposed to overpower you?
Why is the daughter
protect their mother?
Why is the daughter supposed to do? She's not the government. She's not a cop.
And
the government is the enemy of every conservative, every American, really.
See, I disagree with that.
You disagree?
How is she supposed to stop this assault or harassment on her mother? Overpower you, or should she call somebody to help her?
I just answered your question. She's not supposed to. I turn myself in.
Who's supposed to get
caught on your program tonight, Mr. Hendry? They're too swift, aren't they?
I think they're asking logical questions, and you're treating them like they're stupid. And I think that your answers are stupid.
My answers are stupid.
Yeah, when you say that I can slap my wife, nobody in my family can do anything about it. I'll turn myself in, because if they turn me in, that's Big Brother.
That is the philosophy of a conservative that's not going to let a liberal government run amok, insert itself into my family, and turn my daughter into an informant.
Half my jobs I deal with are domestic assaults. And I go into some of these jobs, and the wife, the husband, the child, they're beaten to a pulp. And a lot of times it's family members calling because they don't know how to control the assault or the violent behavior or the harassment on another loved one in the family.
I know. It's bad. It's real bad. But this is the world we live in. It's an ugly world. It's dog eat dog. And
it's also how a lot of us law enforcement get killed ourselves handling domestic.
Well, I mean, I think throwing you guys as agents of the U.S. government, throwing you guys into these volatile situations, I don't think is fair either.
You just don't want any government at all, do you?
The less government, the better. That's what the conservative stands for.
The less government, the better. The point where we don't even have cops that protect us.
Mr. Hendry, this country got along for about 50, 60 years without cops.
I don't think it got along. It existed without cops, and we finally had cops because we needed cops. And you're telling me you don't want government even to the point where we don't have police. So that what this gentleman was talking, this officer saying, people beaten half to death, and cops can't.
Look at the world is a. Do you remember that song by the group called War? The world is a ghetto. Walking down the street, starry eyed. Laughing at my feet. You remember that song, The World? Don't you know that it's love? The world is a ghetto. And if you know the world is a ghetto, and what are you saying?
One of the reasons I went into law enforcement, one of the main reasons.
You guys talking while I'm singing.
To protect those who felt they could use physical force to dominate another individual. And that's one of the reasons
I
came onto this job. And I follow the rules.
You know what, sir? I think you need to go to bed. You're a very hardworking police officer. You sound tired because you're just sort of blah 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 blah. You're a good man. Go to bed. Go home. Go to bed. I know. You're very very. You're tired. So, and I'd hate to think you out there on the street. And
wait a minute. He's making sense to me. The guy that didn't make any sense was you. With the world is a ghetto.
That doesn't make sense. I think it does. I think it makes sense to this officer here. Thank you very much, whatever your name is.
Thank you, Dan. I'll say it. Thanks very much, Dan.
That's his name, Dan?
Yes. What? You know what? You sound as if you've got a screw loose.
The track, Phil, accused me of being insane when I'm making these points that the government can't protect you from everything. The government can't protect you from a husband that may be smacking you around and throwing you out of a car, whatever you're doing. I haven't done that. Government can't protect you. And the reason why I brought up war, don't you know that it's hard? And I forget how the words went. The world is a ghetto, don't you know?
And all right, I've heard you sing the song, and you sound a little off.
You mean I'm off in terms of my...
No, you sound mentally off.
That's a specious argument. That's got nothing to do with anything.
Yes, it does. It has a lot to do with it. Because your argument doesn't make sense, and then blurting out the world is a ghetto by war, you sound off mentally. You sound as if you need a doctor.
Maybe I'm under a lot of pressure, just as that officer. That officer sounded tired, but did I call him crazy? I said, he's tired.
And well, I'm calling you. Okay, then you're under a lot of pressure. Hold the line here. 877-876-PHIL. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show, talking to Mr. James Longdon about the incident where his daughter called the police when she saw him smacking her mother, his wife, and he said that his daughter was used as an informant by the police and that it's none of their business unless he calls the crime in himself. 877-876-PHIL. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. This is the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Miss Hitter, this is the song I was telling you about.
I understand that, sir, but I've got phone calls that I have to get to. And
next time, see, if a woman wants to complain about being beaten, the world is a ghetto, you know. And that, you hear that?
I understand that the world is. I need to have that music turned down because I can't hear myself think, please. Because the world is a ghetto does not mean that people have to sit still in a modern society and be beaten. And not only that, it isn't, I realize, the fact that the woman is being beaten, your wife. It's the fact that no one can call it into the police unless it's you. Otherwise, it's somehow compromising your family and the security of your family. Here is Mike in Boston on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Mike. And Mike's going to make the comment, this is not a liberal conservative issue, which I agree with.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
My question for the gentleman on the other line would be:
Turn the music down, please.
Are you a supporter of George Bush?
Yeah, I would say that George Bush was a far better president than Barack Obama has been, because this is the very heart and soul of what I'm talking about. I'm talking about small government as opposed to the big brother.
So then my other question for you would be, if you're a George Bush supporter, that would mean that you're an also supporter of the Patriot Act, which is probably one of the biggest Big Brother acts that I have ever seen enacted.
Well, that was the result of an act of war on the country, you see. So that's
right. Okay, yes. I understand that. But it is still being enacted today. And what the Patriot Act does is that it gives the government the ability to hold you without your consent, without a trial. They can tap your phone, tap your computer without your consent. And you said you're an educated man.
Right, but I want to ask you a question. Does it say anything in the Patriot Act that my daughter has to be the one tapping my phone? I don't think so.
But your daughter...
Turn that music down, please. Go ahead, Mike.
But your daughter is not tapping your phone.
My daughter ain't tapping my phone.
Your daughter did not turn you in. Your daughter called the police because you were beating her mother. And now this is beside the point that I'm making. The point that I'm making to you is if you're a supporter of the Patriot Act, then that would mean that you're a supporter of Big Brother. Because what the Patriot Act does is it enables Big Brother to have more control over you.
Everybody knows Big Brother is going to make his inroads. What I'm saying is Big Brother don't make his inroads in the family. Family is the last secure bastion against Big Brother. That's what everybody knows about family. So when Big Brother comes to my house and says my daughter's going to turn me in because, all right, I was slapping her mother around, and maybe I slapped her mother, I gave her some forehand, I gave her a couple backhand. I'm sorry to do that. I didn't want to do that, but I'd rather turn myself in than have my daughter turned into an agent for the federal, for the Barack Obama thought police.
I don't think you understand what Big Brother is. You said that you read 1984.
I know exactly what Big Brother is. I also know that Big Brother does not use. I'm not going to let him use my. See, this guy wants me to say something that isn't true, Phil. I know what Big Brother is. Big Brother doesn't get to use my daughter, and that's what he doesn't understand.
Well, don't talk to me. Talk to the gentleman.
Like I'm saying, if you have read 1984, like you claim you have had, then you should know what Big Brother is. And what Big Brother is.
I know what Big Brother is, man.
Okay.
I know what Big Brother is.
And what Big Brother is Big Brother government watching you and have the ability to tap your phone, tap your internet, and know what you're doing. It has nothing to do. It has nothing to do with your daughter calling in because you committed a crime.
If that Big Brother uses my daughter, then it does have something to do with my daughter. And Big Brother's using my daughter, but calling in the police brutality and everything or whatever it was.
If you if you support the Patriot Act, then you support Big Brother.
No, the Patriot Act doesn't say anything about using my daughter. Man, how many times have I got to explain that to you? God. Walking down the street.
Will you shut that off, please? Shut it off, will you, bud?
Yeah, better not. Wait a minute, Bill. Just hold on for a minute. Here it is.
Walking down the street. Foggy art.
Thank you.
I finally found it.
What a mental case. 877-877-6-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And we'll be coming back with other news and views here, where we say truth is our bitch. Mel Gibson leaves another crazy phone mail. We'll play him.
Phil Hendry.